And here we are, live Crash Course, right here at Trackside at the New Alex Lions Club. We're going to try and figure out how to get there. We go. Little by little, we'll get this thing figured out. Just got in, last possible minute, joining me here at Tableside as we prepare for action kickoff at 8 o'clock. We've got Ben Haas to my left, Josh Decker to my right. Guys, welcome to the New Alex Lions Club. Here we are, and boy, there are a lot of cars here.
Now it's pretty exciting, Chris. A lot of great iron pulling in here right now. Just a little mix of everything.
I mean, Ben is going to be climbing inside of a car a little bit later on. We've also got Josh is going to be in a car as well. You guys have your work cut out for you through the course of this evening.
Yeah, there's some, like I said, there's some really good iron pulling out there.
Yeah, this track is pretty huge. It's a good-sized track, but hopefully it looks like it's semi-dry on the top side, so hopefully it stays that way.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things that we talked about is what the track conditions are going to be like. This track looks like it's in really good shape. 8 heats so far scheduled to be on the track through the course of this evening. I mean, what's some of your thoughts in terms of this place running in? Because this isn't a clay-based track per se, so it's not like it's going to have a real hard base to it, but they haven't put a ton of water down. That shapes up for an 8-heat night. That track's going to be awful grippy by the end of the evening.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You can see on the top side of the track, top side from where we are, it looks a little bit drier than the wet side. Some corners look a little mucky, but like you say, I think we've been here for half an hour, and already you can see it drying out there.
We've got lawnmowers. You can hear the lawnmowers in the background. We've also got the Pro Mods, which Ben is going to be in one of the Cyper Racing wagons a little bit later on.
I'm so excited for you, Ben. It's going to be just an awesome, awesome ride.
You know, Ben, what's some of your thoughts on that? It's got to be one of the wildest rides you've ever sat behind the wheel of.
Yeah, I'm pretty beyond excited. So when somebody tells you, you know, here, run the heck out of the car and have a good time with it, and I'm looking forward to it. And there's a lot of big names, a lot of people I've watched for years, and it's an honor for me to be on the track with them. So,
what you should do, Ben, is You should have bought some Bengay, some hot patches, some ice, because you're gonna be sore.
You know what? But it don't make no difference. Nope. It's I have a good time. I have a lot of fun when I'm driving, and it feels real good to be back in a car that hard, pretty much.
How long has it been since you've driven a car? I mean, I think the last time that we saw you in a car on the track was Hartford.
No, Seneca County. I ran Seneca County. The last show that pretty much would be the equivalent to this would be, build-wise, would be Turn Back the Clock or Washington Courthouse show in Ohio. So that was when we all went out with Imperials and got a little bit of a lesson in a little bit of lesson taught. But I had a good time. Once again, I was out on a track with a lot of big names. I mean, Toby Hiley, his dad, you know, Doodle Zizelman, all them guys.
That's a tough crowd there.
Yeah, I mean, it's so, by no means, I'm just beyond excited. I mean, I'm kind of short for words right now because I can't wait to get down there and get out there and start checking around, looking at stuff, and get on the track.
And that's one negative, Ben, is us not getting here earlier, is you don't get to go look that car over because...
The car's not even here yet anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for them to get here.
Yeah,
that's true. But it's going to be a nice ride, you know, and you know it's going to be tight, put together well, and it's just going to be a riot to drive that thing.
And I think I saw your car when we were pulling in, the yellow number 33R.
Yes, dude.
How about that for a surprise?
Pretty awesome. I mean, Ricky's caller, Ricky's number, it says in memory of Rick on the back of it. And just for Rick, I'm going to drive it wide open.
You don't have any choice but to drive it that way here, though.
Well, I'm driving wide open.
If I find somebody with a spray can... 33R will go on that wagon if yeah. It's all right. But
there was rumors that they were going to have a number put on it, and I told them to go ahead and put 425 on it just in case you chickened out.
Yeah. Yeah, we're driving like 80 all the way here, so
it was crazy getting here. I'm not gonna lie, Josh. We left our house. We left our house at noon. We had an award ceremony for my kid this morning, and then last night my daughter Kelsey spikes 100 degree fever. So Melissa has to coordinate both the day off and then turn around and make it for the afternoon so that she can get there. My dad came over and sat with her while we went to the award ceremony. I kept Kelsey for about an hour and a half through the course of the morning, and then Melissa came back home from school. We got on the road at noon. We went to Alfred's College to pick up Bob Apgar, who came down with us. From there, we went to Brockway, Pennsylvania, to pick up Bo Lockwood, and then from there we came here, and we made it in literally just in the nick of time.
You definitely made it in the nick of time. You know, when you guys pulled in, I just busted out laughing because Ben was driving, and I could see it on Ben's face. He had been flat-footed the whole way here. I knew it.
It was all business. It was all business on the way here.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for Ben. I mean, what a great track. This track, it just looks awesome. I love how the stands are all the way around the track, so there's actually not a bad seat in the house here, I don't think. When I snapped in here, we pulled in the corner. Four vehicles pulled in right next to us with trailers. Three red lines and a Baldwin. And I'll tell you what, talk about getting excited as soon as you pull in. I mean, I hear them cracking off, and it's like, oh, yeah. I mean, I'm ready right now. You can just smell the racing fuel out there, and it's going to be a good night tonight for sure.
A little bit of a look at the track. We'll go ahead and adjust that a little bit so you can see it a little bit better. No, you don't have to do it right now. We'll have where'd Bob go? Bob's got some work to do. He's got to fix that camera
for us.
We literally just made it. Could you take that front camera looking at the track, just pitch it down a little bit so everybody can get a good look at the track. There we go. A little better look. You see the Uke tires that have been buried into the track. This is a big, wide facility. Plenty of room and eight divisions. So there's definitely going to be some diversity out there.
You know, the thing that interests me about these tires, actually, because we don't have a lot of tracks with these tires around us. Where we run, it's all concrete walls everywhere. And concrete walls, to me, are frame benders. I mean, you hit the wall and you bent a rail. And a little bit interesting here, if you were to drive into the wall, these are hard.
Better to be on them than into them. It'll save your frame, right?
That's true. Trust me.
He's going to punch me.
These ones you'll bounce off of, though. I think these rubber ones, you pretty much bounce off of them, you know? You're not going to bend frame rails with those.
No, it's a cool concept. I mean, I actually like it. I mean, except for the little divots in there when you...
The gaps.
Gaps. But other than that, I mean, I shouldn't say other than that. That's a bad choice of words. But, I mean, it's just an awesome track, and it's a different style of barrier that'll be pretty wild to run on.
I dare you, Ben, to back up to that corner over there, and I want you to run all the way over to that corner and hit somebody tonight. If you just get one shot.
You don't have to dare me. Josh, you don't have to dare me. You know, I'm here to put on a show. You know, they want me to put on a show, I'm going to put on a show,
no doubt.
What they're going to get.
Yep,
so,
no doubt. Exactly.
If you know, I got told the chiropractor's down the street, so.
Yeah, on call.
I need a little adjustment to drive home, that'll be all right, but.
You know, tomorrow I'm taking my kids over to Splash Lagoon, so I'll be relaxing in the jacuzzi there. So if you want to just ride up with us, bud, you can just relax.
I got a wedding to go to tomorrow.
No, you're not making it.
Fulton to go to tomorrow.
Oh, you're not making it. Fulton. Fulton don't start till night, though. You're all right.
Fulton starts at 5 o'clock, so I want to be up there between 2 and 3, which means I got to leave the house between 12 and 1.
That'll be roughly the time you get there.
That'll be roughly the time I get home, yeah. Yeah, everything, I unloaded everything today. And got everything on the chargers. I haven't stripped any cards, but I got spare cards, worst case. Need to have power before you have to worry about space on the cards.
Mm-hmm. I gotta touch on it's just way off base, but the weather. Tonight's like a perfect
night. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Night, you know?
I'm in a t-shirt. We're all in t-shirts.
Yeah, we're in t-shirts. In t-shirts in the middle of October, and we're going to Derby. So it doesn't get any better than that.
In the mountains of Pennsylvania, which I thought we were going to have problems with signal, we've got a solid four bars, we've got no drop frames. Scott Brown is home putting in a new floor at his house, and he is lamenting the fact that when we were on our way across the bottom of New York State that we didn't go to Hamburg and pick him up too.
Not even close. We could have picked up a lot of people, but no, we were in a rush today.
That van was full.
Yeah.
When we got here.
Now you had a good load today. That was a good group of guys getting out of that.
Oh, yeah.
Now you had Bo with you, you know, so Bo gets always like, you know, it's like, oh, man.
The van was saying, help me a few times.
By the way, Bo had the chance to talk candidly. He's got some stuff planned for next year.
Nice.
Holy cow. Wait till that stuff comes out. This place here, New Alex Lions Club, this is all for benefit for the Lions Club. One of the most prolific fundraisers that they do is their biweekly demolition derby through the course of the summer, and then they springboard that into a season and points championship, which was held about a month ago, and then they come back one more time for a cleanup show. And I don't know if you've been watching these cars coming through the gate. We've got a lot of fresh cars coming in here, too.
There is. And you know what? I've never seen so many Vic wagons out there. You see how many pulled in? I bet there's 10 wagons. I mean, most of them are pre-run, but you don't see that many 80s Vic wagons around like that. But
we saw some good derby cars coming down here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the line. If you just look at the line out there, I mean, every car that rolls in here is stout looking.
Are you directing traffic over there?
It's my son. Stay away from the wires. No, I want to say they're doing a lot of great things here because, you know, as we were getting ready, I was talking to Aaron here, who is the president of the Lions Club here, and everybody here is a volunteer. Nobody's being paid. They have about 40 volunteers here, 80 altogether. 40 of them are Lions members that are all just helping. And they've been getting all new stands slowly and installing them. And they're down to the last grouping, which is down in front of us. But everywhere else is brand new stands. It's just really gorgeous. Really, they're really putting a lot of money and effort into this place.
I'm trying to figure out what's over there moving around. I hear an engine rumbling over there in the distance, but I can't figure out what car is underneath. It looked like it was a little bit folded already. We were joking with Bo that basically the limited well division that we're going to see a little bit later on is basically the Keystone Nationals and Clarion cleanup division because those are all cars that have already run.
Right.
And those, which was back on July 19th and then the week after that on July the 26th. And those were all really good cars.
Yeah.
They had to run in mud that was about up to the axles.
Oh, yeah.
And now we've got a track that is dry and pretty much wide open. There's no ruts and I'm really anxious to see what they're going to do with that.
You know, Todd Sioppo was telling me, I think every time he's ran this year, it's been muddy. It's rained and muddy. But I got to say, when we were down at Brookfield, man, it was, even though that place was slop, it was an awesome feature.
Well, it's got a nice clay base to it. I mean, that's one of the things
that
saved.
The later that night went, the better that track got. That and by the feature, man, what a feature it was. What a great derby. And if we're going to see any of those cars here tonight, I mean, it is going to be ugly.
I've already seen some of them in the pits already.
Yeah,
you know they're going to be great to watch.
Yeah, I mean,
look at the line of people. If you look off to Ben's left, you could see just the line of people going all the way up to the street, still clamoring to get in here. And this is the season end, but they're going to do this again next year. And the car counts they draw on a regular basis for the biweekly program through the middle of summer, the car counts are outstanding.
Yeah, it's just seeing this as a cleanup show and seeing that many cars out there. I mean, we're used to seeing a cleanup show, seeing what, like 20,
like
25,
this.
You know. And
what's really cool about this place is they're trying something different where they have set throughout the year all their derbies they're going to have, and they're going to have a bunch of them. And usually that doesn't work because not enough people show up, but it started to become a thing here where everyone goes to those derbies all the time, and they always get great turnouts. And usually this hasn't worked in the past, but for this facility, it's perfect. But it's a great derby facility.
Definitely.
It's awesome. I mean, and I can see why, guys, if you said there was going to be 8 derbies here this year and you only had to go 20 minutes down the road, it's like, yeah, okay, yeah, boom, boom, boom. I'll just build cars. They're all the same cars and just go run the balls off.
Right.
Sorry.
Well done. Well, on that note, we are the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast out of Seneca Falls, New York. And, we air Monday nights live at 6 o'clock. And then we take the show on the road when we get the invitations, and we got together with SciopaRacing.com to come out here and come trackside and hang out with you guys here tonight. And if we get over with before dawn, we're going to go ahead and probably do a post-race show too. But with the card that's on deck, we're going to be here for a while. There's going to be plenty of action. The quality of drivers that's in this neck of the woods is outstanding, and we've got some out-of-towners that have also towed in. Still trying to get a final entry list in, but at the same time, they've had such a parade of cars coming in, they haven't even come close to being able to catch up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a good
thing.
There's
a line of them out there just to get in here.
Good thing an inspection guy's got a, you know.
They're running through two at a time.
Yeah, they got a shed with lights and, you know.
Smart idea.
Yep.
Very smart idea.
I almost think we went by there so fast, I'm pretty sure there's concrete under it. So it's actually a pretty nice little spot.
There's no corners that have been cut here.
No.
I mean, the lighting here is outstanding.
I'm
jealous of this lighting situation. I wish some of these places that we went out and taped with Smashed Empire Films had lighting like this. This is outstanding. I mean, there's no shadows. And how does that make you feel from a driver's perspective when you see a facility that's got good lighting? I mean, you see way off in the distance, we've got good lights in the pits as well for helping you after the event's over with when you get loaded up. But on the track, having good lighting,
you don't even know how important that is. Because the last derby I went to, I mean, a local one for us, it's so dark there while you're loading and while you're derbying, you can't see. If you got all those black cars out there.
What about in the Imperial Heat when the lights went out completely?
Okay, yeah. What do you do then? You just hold it to the floor.
That's what Chad Winnie did. He just held it right to the floor, and somehow he was able to track you down.
Yeah, he got me. Fireball shot, got me. But no, you're right. I mean, lighting is super important, and this will be nice to drive at night on a track this bright. it really will be exciting because you see everything you need to see.
Exactly.
On a dark track, you miss stuff, or sometimes you hit your friends because every car looks black. But out here, it's...
Well, it's not even that. Even inside the car, something minor goes wrong.
Very
good
point.
You know, you're looking around, and in a dark track, you might as well stick your head in your pocket.
That's a good point because you can look back at your tunnel, see if your tunnel's bumped or whatever's going on.
Right,
you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you. Do you paint the interior of your car?
No.
Yeah.
What color do you paint it?
The brightest one I can put
in there. That's right, because it reflects every little bit of track light. Josh.
Over here, blind, Josh. Yeah.
Josh, we're talking to you, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. What we were talking about was painting the interior of the car a bright color, so it reflects whatever ambient light you've got. So if you need to check something silly like wires or connections or something happens inside the car, you can see a little bit better.
I could see that, but also I wouldn't want any glare.
Want any glare?
No.
Well, your future's so bright, you wear shades at night. Anyway.
Are you jealous?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Moving on.
Shifting gears, as it were.
Yeah, exactly.
Ben had that minivan humming on the way down here. He said he was going to drive it like Mike Brown.
I knew you were going. When I saw it, I was like, of course Chris let Ben drive, because definitely he'd get here on time, because you knew Ben was not getting here late, whatever it mattered.
What happened was I drove for a while, then we made a fuel stop, and then we traded, and Ben and I had talked. I was trying to save time and get the show set up in the car on the ride down. So that way all that stuff was done.
Yep.
When we got here in the event, we were cutting it close. And I'm not going to lie, I panicked a lot when we got off the exit. And Bo goes, yeah, it's not 50 miles from here. And it was like 6:05. That's awesome. Thank you.
Bo was your map guy?
Yeah, he was the navigator from the
back. Note to self. Not again.
No, Bo did fine. Bo did fine. I asked him where he was going, and then he'd lean over and ask Lori where we were going, and then she would tell him, and then he would tell me. Did you get that? They were driving to Stacey.
No, I didn't see that.
It was really easy to get here, too. I mean, it's
going to be easy going home.
Yeah, some of these places are...
Tomorrow morning.
Well, no, this is a real easy track to get to, and...
I wish we could get into the pits and just because there's so much nice iron here.
Well, we're gonna be able to go wander around here in a little bit once we wrap this up. You know, we got 17 viewers watching at home, which is awesome. We appreciate that. Looks like all the links and everything are working well. What would be really nice is if they let us keep everything hooked up.
Yeah,
and we could show your heats. I don't know.
Whatever you want.
Hang on one second. We're getting some instructions from instructions from afar. Hang on. Got to make room for the track announcer real quick.
Your attention, please. The Honorable White, four-door Chevy Cobalt, license JMF 6615. Please report to your vehicle.
What we're doing is...
Honorable White, four-door Chevy Cobalt, license JMF 6615. Please report to your vehicle immediately. Thank you.
What we're doing is we are sharing a line with the track announcer. So they had to make an announcement to get somebody to move their cobalt, so we had to stop talking for a minute while they did that. Because right now, not only are we live coming to you guys at home on FingerLakes1.tv, we are also live on the PA system at the new Alex facility here at the Lions Club, which is kind of cool, exposed to all these people, and it's filling up.
I just get... I shouldn't look at my phone because everyone likes to say things to me while they're watching this live.
Oh, yeah.
And
I don't have that problem. Nobody texts me.
Oh,
it works out
them.
Great.
I'm getting them.
what are you getting?
I'll handle them later.
Anything good?
No.
Come on. Let me see your phone.
No. You're more than welcome to.
Let me read some of them, Josh.
But Josh DeBevick wanted us to pick him up because he would have liked to come down and run down here. So I got to throw him a shout out. It would have been.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You're in trouble now.
John, how do you know we're talking about your... We could have been talking about anywhere.
Well, I was telling Chris on the way down, it'd pretty...
Well, we know John King's listening.
Thanks for listening, John.
It'd be pretty funny if we pulled in here and see the number 14 car sitting here.
They say they beg him every time to come down here, and they think he's scared, but I don't know.
Wow. Well, I don't know if he handled
not my words,
but we'll find that out too.
Not my words. Just what I heard, man. No, I don't even know. They would like him down here because, again, some great stuff down here, and... It'd be kind of cool to see Pete come down here sometime. Or to Bevick. I mean,
look at all the room that you've got to work with.
Josh builds awesome. You know, just as good as being.
Yeah.
You know.
So the Mad Russian posting in the middle of the night, wee hours of the morning, saying he's not sure if he's going to make it.
Yeah.
I have not seen that bright green Cadillac sitting around at this point.
I heard in the pits. I don't think so.
Which is unfortunate. But
yeah, I was hoping to see him too.
But that's going to make life a lot easier for everybody else.
Well, he might be here, and I might not even know what I'm talking about.
It's possible. You know? I mean, there's been a caravan of cars that have been pulling through the pit gate here since we went on.
Yeah, but his Cadillac's brighter than my phone in the middle of the night. So yeah.
Your phone is bright.
It looks like a solar
flare. Your phone is like the sun. Everybody was sleeping on the way back from Topeka last year, and all of a sudden there would be a red glow from the front seat. Everybody would wake up. Ben, what are you doing on Facebook?
No, Ben's phone was so big, I'd see him looking at it while he's driving. And it's like, Ben, you can't see. It's so bright, your eyes can't go from bright to dark, bright to dark. You weren't watching it wrong.
No,
you were an autopilot.
He planned that out. He's got the background of his phone's red, and the taillights are red, so it's easy for his eyes to adjust. No problem. Ben's a professional.
You know, a lot of things happen on a drive when you drive to Kansas. You know, that's a long way there and back, you know.
Or Arkansas.
Yeah, I mean, Arkansas was a long one.
Our short drive this year was to Ohio.
Yep. Ohio, yeah. Kentucky didn't seem that bad, you know.
Actually, short drive here.
Yeah.
This wasn't bad at all. Really wasn't bad.
No.
I'm kind of excited. A good weekend out for me, taking the family out tomorrow. They're here with me tonight.
Jeremy Gully's watching at home. Jeremy Gully just informed me that I am the greatest. And I inform that he is wrong. Josh Decker's the greatest. Second to Ben Haas.
Yep, I'll take that.
Yeah, no.
Ben's going to be a champion tonight.
We're going to run it.
Ben, seriously.
So how tough was it to sleep last night thinking that you're going to sink your foot into a Baldwin here today?
I slept like a baby.
Just so you know, that Baldwin has 417 horsepower, I was told.
Yeah?
I think, yeah, I'll look up the torque. But I hope you use all of it, you know. I don't know how many R's it hits, but let's just try to see where the limiter is.
I thought of Kenny Rosno. Super Dirt Week in Syracuse was last week, where the biggest modified small block sportsman campaign that is, really across the board. It is the premier modified program in New York. It's held at New York State Fairgrounds in Syracuse. I thought of Kenny Rosno when the sportsman guy who was running a crate engine has to run rev limiter chip, and he went onto the track without putting the chip in.
Oh.
Oh, really?
which awesome. you're not allowed to do, and not only did he set fast time in qualifying, but he also won the race, basically leading wire to wire. And they took the money away from the win stands, but they took the money away from it. All I could think about when I heard that story was Kenny Rosno sitting on the side of the track at Blizzard Bash, honing on it, trying to get free when he took the chip out of the dash and threw it on the track.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, Ben, let's try to find out where that's set at tonight. And I know you're going to hold her wide open, but I already know you are.
You're
going to love every second. Seriously, on the driver's side, driver to driver, you're going to start out backwards. You're going to say, screw it, just drive it both ways. What is your feeling your game plan is going to be? Because I know you're going to throw it out the window anyways. What's your game plan right now?
Yeah, there's always a game plan, but I mean, when you fall out on a track and they say go, you might as well just throw it right off the window, like you said. But
I think they expect more than 20 cars in your heat.
Yeah, so I mean, it's
going to be a battle.
The most cars I've ever run against in the same heat is one year we had as 34 cars in one heat. This isn't even comparable because of the caliber of the car.
Oh, right. I was going to say state fair, but then you say that, and it's like, yeah,
no.
True. State fair enough.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just kind of tight for words because I'm excited for, you know, for it to get here. I'm excited to get down
tight.
And
give
get,
you that. You are,
you know,
want
to. You always want to.
You should drink some Mountain Dew. That's what you need right now. You got to calm down.
But no, I'm just.
You know that hook in the back of your car where you hook clothes on if you're traveling long distance. You don't want to get wrinkled. You're familiar with that because you wear suits all the time at your autograph session. Ben had an IV bag right behind the driver's seat.
Jeez. Well, no, I'm just excited. I mean, I don't know how, and I'm not a microphone person, so I'm not good with words to start with.
You say that every time, but you've been on the show for a year. I mean, you've been on there 40-some times.
Yeah.
You sound fine every time.
Yeah. But no, I just like you said, Josh, I mean, there's a lot of stuff out in the pits. That's a premier thing I enjoy doing, doing this with you guys and going out and seeing the different stuff and talking to the different guys. And you know, that's pretty much I'm really looking forward to that.
I got like a million. When we get in the pits, to go see
I got a ton of questions.
Yeah, I was going to say, dude, I'm going to rip their ears. Like, okay, what did you do here? What did you do here? What did you do here? How'd this work? Can you tell me this?
Got some more people that are checking in. Josh Stone, watching at home, says his picture's a little bit blurry, but otherwise it's pretty good. And Rick Clark, watching up in Canada.
Nice. Awesome, Rick.
Nice.
Nice.
Rick also, another guy that's getting ready for Blizzard Bash, his focus is on joining Jason Brudzinski, Ryan Songaluski, and Peter Hansen on the Near It team that's going to be running at Blizzard Bash in Topeka.
It's been getting excited. Your Facebook, you start to see all these guys pulling stuff in the garage, what they're working on. I'm telling you, that I'm getting excited for that show. I mean, that is going to be just...
You better be.
Well, man, I'm excited.
You're gonna have to handle the pay-per-view commentary while I'm working in the arena.
Yeah.
Done. Done deal.
But it's pretty exciting to see that, you know, that high of a caliber of show and guys, you know, they got bare frames sitting under lift right now, you know. And
they're getting guys. Like, think, Rick Clark's coming from Canada. You know, Pete's coming from the far side of Pennsylvania, like on the Jersey side.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's really pulling people from all, and we already know the tags are there, and guys from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting guys from literally all over the country now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just awesome. Yep. Awesome. That's what Derby just needs to keep elevating like that, you know? It's exciting.
Al Crockett weighing in out in Massachusetts, so that's cool. He said that he's the only reason that he's texting me is because I said nobody texts me. You're the best. Ben picked up a new car today.
What'd you get, Ben?
His mom, who's always very complimentary about his appearances on the Crash Course podcast, has got a car that she has taken off the road now that is bound for Ben's garage.
Nice.
Yeah, she got a surprise when she got home, and my stepfather bought her a brand new Chevy Malibu while she was out today down to my house visiting, and
she just stumbled on a 2011 Malibu. Yeah. Thought, hey, why not?
So I inherited the crown, you know, the Vic. So I guess now I got a body to put on the frame.
Did you buy her that Vic a long time ago just to make sure you'd get it in the long run?
Nope.
All those things that Ben said about free cars, the days of free cars, no longer existing, out the window.
What year is it, Ben?
96, I think.
I thought you were going to say, like, 08.
No, I'm just using it for the body is all it is.
We saw a two-door box Ford on the way down here.
Yeah.
Dude, I found a Cordoba right on 22. Did you guys see the round headlight Cordoba? I seen a New Yorker. I seen a bunch of diplomats.
There's a bunch of diplomats in this way up off the road. We saw a couple of, I think it might have been a St. Regis and a diplomat sitting way up off the road in a farm.
I seen a 1, 2, or 3 Buick, you know, two-door Buick. I seen some, there's iron down here. Ben, your car's coming. I think this is Ben's car.
We did see a lot of Buick Roadmasters. That's no lie. We saw a lot of those. Those Buick Roadmasters stock is way up right now after that one fall brawl here a couple weeks ago. John and Terry King.
Uh-oh.
Kick Josh off the show.
There's a war starting on Facebook. We might have caused a problem. Joker is upset. Tell Rick Clark to put down the podcast and get working on his junk for Blizzard Bash.
That's awesome, Joker.
When they were working on that wagon, they found that one of the spindles was a little tweaked. So they went to the shelf and pulled the spare Joker spindle out.
I heard that. He's like, luckily I got a spare set laying around. It's like, you do? You do? I want to start working in that garage, you know?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
If that's their spares.
I would just like to point out that we were able to set up today without the assistance of any of the Russians.
Yeah, no, we did good.
The table and the chairs was already here. That was already set up, so we just had to plug it into the power. We were good to go.
In 13 minutes.
That was fast.
That was fast.
You're a machine, Christopher.
Just barking orders, telling everybody what to do, and when they say how, I just ended up doing it.
If I yelled loud enough, you think the sales would start that wagon right there just so we could hear it? Because I know we could.
That's actually one of the things that people were saying. One of the things that people were saying was we are a little bit echoey, and I'm hoping that maybe we can get that straightened out here.
How about that? That was better on my headset. I can hear
I
better.
Hope so.
Yeah. Actually, we've seen a pretty cherry Etzel on the way down, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'll show it to you. It's on my phone.
And after I seen the last one run, I want one myself.
Pat Osmond is not going to make it down here. His plan was to come down to be part of this show here.
Come on, Pat.
And he's not going to make it, unfortunately. But he's on his way to Ohio because he's got to pick up a couple derby cars out there. But he does wish you guys luck. Bunch of people nice. Saying good luck to you guys when you get out there. Josh, of course, going to be running the yellow 33R. Looked like a Thunderbird.
Yeah.
Thunderbird.
I'm going to wide
like,
open it.
Like 88 Thunderbird, not 63 Thunderbird.
Yeah, no, not 60s. Nope. No, I'm just going to wide open it. You know, I'm here for a show, you know. So.
Yep. And then you, of course, you've got the wagon. That I believe that's it over there. It did just pull in. I don't think that we can see it though.
Ben, I'll tell you, you know this for a fact. If someone starts pounding on you, you know it's on purpose because that thing is bright. Look how bright that is in the dark.
Yeah.
If someone starts pounding on you, it's not a mistake. They're pounding on you. You know what I'm saying? As a driver, when you start getting hit by the same guy, it's like, yeah, this is. You know what I'm saying?
It's not unexpected.
Yeah. Oh no, it's
not
trust
at all.
Me on that. Yeah, you're gonna get hit tonight.
Hey, that's
all
right.
Don't
that's
come
right.
in here thinking that you've got a cakewalk in front of you. That's for sure.
Hey.
But that's you know when we go to a lot of these shows, Ben. It is. It happens out there. You know, you get guys that will come up to you afterwards and say, like, I was gunning for you from the beginning. It's like, yes, I understand. I know that. I remember you the whole time.
That brings up an interesting story that Ben told before we got to Brockway, Pennsylvania, to pick up Bo Lockwood about the last time he talked to Bo Lockwood.
Yeah, actually.
And this was in Cuba in... We almost had the year pinned down.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was. It was last year we ran Huntington, West Virginia, and came back up. And First Total Destruction did Cuba that one year. And pretty much we were all there with, I wouldn't say Pro Mod cars. I mean, they were just weld cars. But I was there, and Frank Palmer was there. Tori was, I can't pronounce his last name.
Muscarella?
Yeah, Muscarella. Yep. Bo Lockwood, and there was one other guy there. It was a small heat, but it ended up being a pretty excited heat. And
Bo was in your heat?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you guys fighting it out?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, Lee Strong Buick there.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you guys
yeah.
went head-to-head, or...?
We derbied. I mean, it was like you said, it was like.
You think Bo's got hard feelings?
All right,
Bo's got hard feelings.
Okay, we're not going to tell the story. I'll tell the story. So Mike Adams was on the track with you, right?
No,
Frank Palmer was on the track, and they caught Bo against the wall, and they proceeded to pound on Bo.
Okay,
to the point where he got out of the car and came over and had choice words for Ben and Frank about why they were picking on Bo and had him pinned against the wall. At which point. Yep. They said, okay, it's just derby. And it happened another time or two.
Ben,
the course of the
do
derby.
You know who you're talking to?
So then they went into the pits. And Ben goes up to him and says, now, if you're one of the, how'd you word it, individuals, I suppose is the PG way of putting it.
No, basically, I said, if you have anything to say, say it now. Don't get on
go
to
the internet.
That's awesome.
But you know what? It was one of them heated a moment things. You know, you're on the track. You know,
I thought
you're
it was
all
a
wound
story.
Up. But... That's not taking anything away from anybody. I mean,
no.
Bo's a hell of a nice guy. He's just, and we just got talking, you know, it's like,
listen, in the heat of the battle, when you're getting pounded by two guys and you're on the wall, everybody gets a little upset about that.
You get upset. Yeah.
And that's understandable.
Yeah. So basically everybody got back in their cars.
Yep. Oh, yeah. And you started again.
Tori got pulled off the wall, and we pretty much finished the derby. So... all in all, in the end, it was all good. So
if you ask Bo, he'd say he owes you one.
Is that probably.
Is that what he says?
Probably.
Yeah, I owe Ben one.
This didn't come up in the car.
Well, of course, you're gonna keep it in your back pocket.
No, I waited until we got it on the show.
No, it don't matter.
No. Bo's a good guy. I don't think he would even get upset.
No,
he sat in the right rear third row seat, and yep. Ben sat in the left front seat.
It's far away. It's so funny.
You guys, you like stirring shit up.
No, there's no drama on this program.
No.
Never.
Or in Demolition Derby for that.
Nope. Drama-free zone.
Are they? Dude, Selva's got some iron rolling
501
right
car.
Now.
You recognize that 501 that
and,
just pulled
and they
in?
Got one behind it. They got one behind that, I believe.
I believe that's the car that he had at the Buffalo Stampede. The stock show that Scott Brown and Johnny Gullo put together up there at the Erie County Fair in Hamburg, New York. That car was on the trailer behind the Anchor Bar in downtown Buffalo, and they fired it up.
That's awesome.
At lunchtime. They were ringing the lunchtime bells, you know, just honing on that motor, and it was just screaming.
That's awesome. Very cool.
Well, night is setting. We're about, Give or take 50 minutes away. And you know what? Right on cue, they pulled in just a few minutes ago, and it's 10 after 7.
Yeah.
So that car was going to get here right at 7 o'clock.
Yep. And, I mean, they still got a bunch of cars through inspection. They've been pushing cars through inspection, well, there's
still cars pulling
up.
In.
Yeah, I know.
Got to give a huge thanks to Todd Sciopa and Aaron, one of the guys that this one of the event planners here at the new Alex Lyons Club Fall Cleanup Show, for helping put all this stuff together. It came together fairly quick. The ball started rolling at the Keystone Nationals in Brookville, and then here in the last week or so, it really picked up some steam, and we were able to get everything together so we could make this happen. And we're excited to be here.
So great to us.
Awesome.
I mean, since they brought it up to us till today, and just everything's been cool, VIP, and it's been very nice. Love it. Appreciate it, guys. And of course, I hope we definitely. They've been awesome to us, too.
Yeah.
Every time. They're
can't
so
thank
great.
Them guys enough. I mean, it's
just some great people.
Has been great. And I'm planning on right now, if we can get a couple of the winners, that we're going to have a post-race show here tonight. Now that we've got the audio stuff straight and all the parts and pieces, the moving parts and pieces anyway, are in place, we'll just kind of let them go and not touch them and go from there.
Agreed. Sounds good to me, man.
What bumper was on the front of that Thunderbird? I didn't look.
I'm not sure. No.
Does it have a steering wheel in it?
Yep.
Okay, check that far.
I put my helmet in it. That's as far as I got. I'm going to hop in it, pull it on the track, and flat foot it.
Is that the new helmet?
No, I still...
Is that still the one that has the masking tape holding the vent shut in the front?
I've been saying for the last probably 9-10 runs I was going to get a new helmet, but at the end of the season, I'll get a new helmet.
You're just waiting for the Sciopas to give you one that they've autographed?
Or today, it'll just break on the steering wheel when I hit it. It's got a split in about 4 spots, and it's all spiderwebbed and stuff. I keep running it. It's safe.
It's fine.
It's shell approved, it says.
Pay no attention.
It's not whatever it is.
Scott Brown just said that he has wagered on one of the Chevys. It is the Steve Sciopa Chevy. So he's not betting on you, and good luck.
I think it's a different class.
Fire it up. They're working on your car right now.
I know. We had sort of planned on trying to book a couple guests here as we worked through the pre-race portion of our program tonight. But getting back there was still a lot of stuff going on in the pits. Not just simply the unloading and getting through inspections part of it, but there are people that are working on this stuff and checking every last nut and bolt, crossing every T and dotting every last I.
You know, what's interesting at a show a little bit bigger this size is they're doing it on a Friday night. And the reason for that is just where the place is, parking is hooked to a church. And church has, church on Saturday, so they can't have it on Saturdays. But they're really trying to condense a lot into a short amount of time because they open the gates at 5:30 because guys getting out of work. And they're pushing the show back to start at 8, but you got so much iron here. Is then the negative side of that is we're going to be here till 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I'm pretty sure, because you got to expect 45-minute heats. I mean, especially including taking cars in and off the track.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say nothing, nothing happens tonight where it drags it out. So,
I think if you get a half hour heat, you're going to be fortunate.
I don't
foresee that.
Unless there's only a couple cars in something because it's pretty wide open. But even in that case, I don't.
But the rules here let you build pretty strong,
but they
no matter where you are.
They have an 80 stock class tonight. They have, you're right. There's going to be a couple of them classes are going to be full 45 minutes to an hour. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be long enough to where you want to, break out the cell phone and order a pizza if you're out early, pretty much.
You know what's kind of exciting about this, though, is like as you start to get to this next tier where you know you're about to have an hour long heat.
Yeah.
Like, there's days you just show up at the Derby track and Derby, but it's almost like you got to start taking care of your body a little bit better. You got to start hydrating, make sure you get something to eat. There's Derbies I go, I didn't even eat all day. You drink water, it'd be right before it. You got to start taking care of your body when you're out there for an hour long because your adrenaline's going for an hour. You're sweating for an hour. You can't drink anything for an hour.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
We talked about that when we were at Bash for Cash that, no different than a UFC fighter or a boxer, that when you're out there for an hour, your body goes through an adrenaline dump.
Oh.
Yeah.
Suddenly you realize that you got to hold yourself up on the steering wheel, and you'll see that just about everybody has that dump at the same time, and the pace slows down.
Yeah.
And then a few minutes later, that pace
second
picks right back up.
Well, you ever notice, like, Ben, when you have a red flag comes on the track, and you sit back in your seat for a second, all of a sudden your feet are shaking, or your leg is shaking, or your arms are shaking. It's like, relax for a second, relax. You gotta slow yourself down sometimes because you're out there for so long and you're just concentrating. You're concentrating, and you have to step yourself back sometimes.
Well, and I mean, this is fortunate tonight because it's in the evening. It's a night derby. It's a little bit cooler, but normal derbies, I mean, just the heat itself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the intense heat that's inside that car when you're running, and let alone run that car for 40, 45 minutes.
Oh, man.
And it's just that on compounds on top of it. I mean, and you're 100% correct, Josh. You have to take, you know, you got to take, you got to hydrate. You got to take care of your body.
Yeah.
You know, and otherwise you're going to be, I mean, we've seen it at several shows. Guys just slump right over.
Yeah.
You know, this year.
Yes. And, last November when the guy that won the raffle car got out of the car?
He was
a puddle.
He was just a puddle.
They had to help him out of the car.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just spent.
But really, that's so exciting for the sport. Like, as you see it growing, there's different parts of it that grow, too.
Yeah.
As you know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, think of it. Ben, 10 years ago, did you care about what you drank or ate before you went on the track? Or, nah, you just whatever.
No, you just
but now, these guys, I bet, are concentrating a little bit better on how they take care of their body the day before the derby. You know.
Because
the next, now, especially the older we get, the next day, if you don't take care of your body the day before, the next day, you're definitely going to have to take care of it.
Because
you're going to be sore, you know.
Yeah, but not everybody has the fortune of running in a derby and then going to a jacuzzi.
Yes, I'm going to do that. I'm excited for it.
Hey, all the power to you. All the power to you. But I 100% agree.
I anticipate some comments on that.
You know, the thing is, yeah, I anticipate it too. The thing is like you... I'm interested to see like tonight, Ben, how you actually feel in the morning, because I talk to a lot of guys that run hard cars like this all the time, and they laugh at me. It's like I don't ever soar in the morning, and the couple times that I run hard cars,
those are the guys
that
are also running racing seats with 5-point harnesses.
Now I get that, but think how many derbies I ran this year, and how many? I mean, I run a lot of derbies this year. You would think my body would be kind of normal with it, but when I went to Bird Island, like I took a couple shots and it was like, whoa, where am I?
Well, look at the bruise you had on your back.
Where am I right now? And it's kind of interesting to see. I'm just interested in how you're feeling today, because the last time you were on Seneca, you're used to the car's bend. Your cars ain't bending tonight, man.
No, you had soft landing.
You got plates on plates, I think. Yeah, plates on plates. You got to bend.
I'm just
it's just exciting.
These cars here are like the style car I like to build.
Yes.
And
we knew it. That's why when they said they were going to let you run it, it's like, that is the perfect car for Ben. A stock car you really wouldn't be excited about. I know you would. You would, but not like you're going to be excited about that thing right there.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely true. I mean, once we found out that Brian dropped out and like 6 or 7 other guys weren't going to come, Ben, I mean, we were really excited to let you have that car.
You guys are terrible.
No, Ben, I definitely want to watch you run it, man. I want to watch you run it.
No, I told Chris on the way down, he wants to run it, he can run it.
No, I'm scared. Not even lying. Not even
Chris and I, trust me, I tried for about an hour to get Chris to run it.
No, you didn't? You were telling me that you're telling me, no, don't do it. That car's too hard
hold
for you.
Hold on. No. I wasn't doing my sense. But then I thought about it. Because Chris should run the stock car. And I'll tell you why. Ben, tell me if you agree or not.
Because it's a softer car.
Let's say
you're going to get bounced around your first derby ever.
Would you want to stick it now? Powertrain wise and car wise, yes, you'd say Sciopas, but enjoying the first derby he'd have, he'd probably have more fun in a stock car just honing it to the ground and smashing it then.
No, because I have all intentions. If I ever was the opportunity to hold it to the ground in that thing over there, I would do it too.
Okay. Ben, you're out.
No.
Okay.
You're out.
But I told you, I'm too scared to do it. What would it take? Ben not being here. It's not fair. He's all amped up about it. I don't want to do that.
Ben, you're out.
Hey, it is what it is.
No,
no way. I'm not doing that, man.
No. And there'll be, you never know. You might get another chance. Now someone else is hearing
it. Talk.
It's like when Bobby Brockway builds you a car, you got to run it.
Yes, that's, that would happen.
Brockway, you know.
They have Blizzard Bash.
Nope.
No.
I don't think that's a good idea. He's already got a full team. That wouldn't work.
No.
Would that be awesome?
No. No, it would not be awesome.
And then you were awesome. What if you were just the best driver ever and you didn't even know it?
Well, that wouldn't happen. That wouldn't happen.
You don't know.
But no.
It could be in your could be in you. It's in your blood, man.
Listen, how many derbies have I watched to be able to 4, study?
4,000.
To be able to study up. Ben and I were talking about this on the way down. To be able to watch and just sort of
do you
digest.
Ever sit when you watch those videos? Serious question. Do you ever sit there and watch a certain driver and just say and just kind of watch how they finish a derby or something? Because I do it all the time.
No, I never do that.
No.
No, I haven't taken the video that I watched and studied it and tried to learn how to do things and figure out how to make a car turn with no steering, or what this guy does in this situation, or what this guy does in that situation, or what Ben Haas does when he's driving through cars. No, I don't study any of this stuff at all.
But I can think of a lot of derbies where I'm out there on a track, and let's say your car dies, and I just get so focused on watching some of the better drivers to see how they're going to finish this thing.
Ben, how did you explain it when we were talking about it in the car?
What's that?
When you're talking about how I've watched all the video stuff and I have a...
Chris, you have the ultimate perspective on it. I mean, you're sitting, normally nine times out of ten, you're sitting in an elevated spot. You can watch the whole track. You can see everything's going on. And, you know, basically you can learn from other people's mistakes.
No doubt about it.
You know, without sitting in a car. So the learning curve that way isn't much of a learning curve. You know what I mean?
The next thing is to turn it into action. Exactly. Now you know it. Now go drive it.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's where I told Chris that it'd be better off in a harder car that way.
You think he'd be better off in a harder car?
Yep.
No.
Mistakes are less forgiving.
Yes, I agree with that.
Or more forgiving.
I don't know if he would enjoy it.
I said the same thing.
I don't know if he would enjoy it as much.
I think he'd be so amped up he wouldn't feel anything for days.
You know what? On the topic of that Bobby Brockway thing, what would happen is if some ungodly stroke of fate that did happen, they draw DMP in the first round. that would be a poor decision.
There's so many tough teams. I really can't wait till that derby. I mean, actually, the names we mentioned.
You see the 43 sitting over there at the pit gate? You know who that is?
Yeah.
That is one Davey Chapman.
Nice.
I think so. That's going to be a guy that you need to watch out for. Mm-hmm. He is a remarkable driver.
Looks a little bit.
No, that's just broke in is what that is.
Broke in. Yeah, right, right.
It's seasoned.
Yeah.
It's like good firewood. Our plan.
You know, there's a little bit of truth to that because I think if you have a car, like for me, I started thinking about this the other day when we had on Jason. When he was talking about he runs one car all year. And think about if you put a drivetrain in a vehicle that you really love your drivetrain, and you get to keep running it and fine-tuning it every time, it probably there's a little bit of truth of becoming seasoned. Because look at me. I take a Chrysler, I put it together, I smash it. I pull everything apart, stick it in the next Chrysler, then I stick it in a Chevy, then I stick it in. I don't ever get to try the exact same thing over and over and over and fine-tune it, because I bet some of these guys are getting into really fine-tuning them cars while they're running them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying there, Bill Dunn?
And you get fix-it plates.
Well.
Well, no, I agree with you 100%. I mean, it makes a big difference when you don't have to tear down and completely redo something.
And you're fine-tuning your carb. You're fine-tuning your timing. There's just that little stuff where now you're all of a sudden you're running perfect. You're running all night. You're running hot. I mean, that's these guys start separating.
You become familiar with all the little,
your drive
little quirks, you know?
Yeah.
We're talking on the ride down about derby engines. Would you prefer an engine that has really high compression or has compression sets that's fairly low?
Whatever.
You don't get in aftermarket motors enough to worry about it, right?
Nah, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't even jump into that one.
You have a preference? You just want it to fire up so you can go hit something again.
At the end of the day, it matters if it runs hot.
Well, something that stays cool and is reliable.
Yeah, that's it.
Is what it comes down to.
So, you know, we've had a couple guys this year. Ben, you know a guy that had a motor that just, it really screamed. It sounded like real good, and then he gets out on the track, and it just wasn't there, you know, but it was all high compression. And I don't know. You know, it's, and sometimes it sounds good when you're pulling it off the trailer, but then you get on the track, and it doesn't translate on the track. I mean, to me, at the end of the day, it matters if it when it's hot and it shuts off, does it fire back up?
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah. What was your take? We were up in Wadena, Minnesota for the Grand Slam show. Do you have any thoughts on Mike Wirth's motor?
Oh, my God. The best motor I ever heard. Mike Wirth, 888 is his number.
He's from Iowa.
Oh.
I'm telling
JYD.
Now, there's another one of his teammates have a motor exactly the same. It's just, I think he broke an axle or drive. I forget what it was, but we didn't get to hear that motor that day. I'm telling you that this is the nastiest motor there is out there, sound-wise. It was ear-piercing. He could not, just to watch him drive it, he would hold on the steering wheel and step on it, and the car would just go. I mean, I don't think he could really, I don't think he could really decide where it was going. God, and I was watching the wheel spin on this thing, and he's running 488 gears, he told me, in the back, and the tires are blurry. They're spinning so fast. Mm-hmm. And then he's going forward and neutral, backward. I'm like, oh, cow, you know. I can't wait to hear that blizzard bash. He promises that he's flat-footing it the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying that out loud right now, so he doesn't have a choice. He has to flat-foot that all of blizzard bash, because that motor is so nasty. And I'm telling you, I'm going to talk about it day before he comes out.
Can you imagine it indoors?
It's going to be insane.
Yeah, it'll be ear-piercing.
Yeah, it's going to be ear-piercing.
There's going to be bleeding ears in the grandstands. It's going to be nuts.
And he told me a little bit about that motor, and when he said it's like, the next one you find, I have to have it.
That three car ran.
It ran in the heat.
It ran in the heat, and it broke. I mean, basically three shots in, but we did. It did run. Because I had the roof camera on that thing, and he went halfway across the track. It was JYD's team of four against that team of three, and all the colors were mismatched. Mm-hmm. And he caught him just about by the nose and threw him into the corner like a dog that wasn't liked, and drop kicked him again. And at that point, he just sat there.
Yeah, I think he broke a drive shaft or the yoke in the drive shaft, something like that. He broke, but again, the awesome thing about Blizzard Bash is there is not a non. Awesome motor there. I mean,
no weak links.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
There's no corners cut. There.
And guys aren't scared to blow them up.
No.
I mean, they're running them. That's
we saw that.
That's why you're using that motor is for that night or that weekend. So I mean, guys are pushing them right to the end.
Yeah, I mean, we watched a brand new Ben, 6-0 Baldwin get blown up,
and the kid didn't care.
No. And he dropped it off and said, "I'll be after my new one."
Ben's car just got unloaded from the trailer.
Perfect. It looks like
you got someone in here.
Yeah,
oh, come on.
Thought we were getting the sign. Yeah, perfect. That's what we planned.
Yep. 5 minutes, perfect.
Perfect. All right. Well,
awesome.
They got some stuff to take care of at the track.
There you go.
So we're only got about 4 minutes or so left, and that's going to conclude our pre-race show.
Ben, when this ends, buddy, it's game time for you. It's game time for you, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. Well,
listen,
that's awesome,
man, I'm telling you right now, I'm taping it with my camera, so... You better just flat foot it that whole time. You better flat foot that thing. And Todd told me we could run it as hard as we wanted to. He said it is, if it blows a radiator, it should go 45 more minutes, and we will find out. That's what he said to me. And he said stuff will not come apart, but if it does, don't be scared. Just keep running it until she don't move no more.
Remember we were in Kentucky, and you could see the sparks coming out of the stacks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, shut it down. Shut it down.
Yeah.
Ben, if you see metal flying in the sky from the inside of that motor, shut it down.
I bet you can't do that. Remember how Jason Koch talked about his motor was having a hard time turning over because the fan was pushed over far back on the block?
Yeah.
If I saw it, I wouldn't feel bad.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, Ben, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to make payments back to pay that thing off because you know that thing is expensive.
Sounds like you're playing with house money. I wouldn't worry. I would just go back.
I'm not intentionally going out to junk so anybody's cool. stuff.
No,
I don't think. Were we insinuating that?
No.
That wasn't what we were saying.
And they're so cool about it.
Yeah.
But they said run it as hard as they would. I mean, they're so cool about it. So no, I'm just busting your stones.
It is what it is, Ben.
It is what it is.
You want to be a ladlehead? You have carte blanche to be as ladlehead as you wish.
I thought of that last night. I was like, I wonder if Ben will drive like a ladlehead. You know.
Yep.
Well, we'll be screaming for you from up here, man.
Yes, absolutely.
That's good. I'm going to be seeing a smile ear to ear.
I've seen the leaf spring pack in that thing. I'm telling you, you can run backwards for a long time. A long time. I zoomed in on the picture today, and I'm like, oh, man, I think that thing's going to be able to take some shots in the back.
Just like the other one.
Yep.
I would say it's eventually going to belly on you, right? Eventually it's going to belly on you.
Yeah.
It might. You
know. We'll see.
It might.
Try to get as much as you can out of that SOB.
Could happen.
I'm calling Ben winning with no steering. That's my...
What's that?
I'm going to call it.
You winning with no steering.
You're going to win a derby with your guy no steering. You're going to Pete Hansen it.
Pete Hansen it?
You're going to Brett Relly it. That's got to be a compact.
That was Ben's wagon.
Yeah.
I thought it was a weed whacker.
No, they got lawnmowers coming up here in just a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
Actually, that's it for us, pretty much. That was our quick hour, fast hour. We're going to be back here in a little bit with a post-race show. Stay tuned. Keep an eye on Facebook. I'll let everybody know with some updates, and we'll get some pictures for you. Guys, we appreciate it. Exciting show. Only about a half hour away from start time here at the new Alex Lyons Club Fall Cleanup Derby. This is the Crash Course Podcast presented by Sciopa Racing, and we want to give a big thanks to Bo Lockwood, Aaron, Sciopa Racing, helping get us here. And, you know, guys, I wish you the best of luck tonight. Be safe.
We're smashing cars.
And,
yeah,
I know you got a lot of support back home, and everybody's waiting to hear on the report and the results. That's going to do it for us here trackside. Thanks a lot, and we will see you a little bit later on tonight.